This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
The show is brought to you by the law firm Kondorian Murad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you, get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. If you missed our first hour today, a lot of coverage of the Adam Peters, Dan Quinn press conference out in Ashburn to kick off camp today. Players are showing up, taking physicals, and getting ready for tomorrow's opening practice at 9 a.m. All of our camp coverage on the show is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Easy for me to say. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Danny, we're going to talk to the chairman of the D.C. City Council, Phil Mendelson, in just a couple of moments. He is running a little behind from a meeting he had had. In the meantime, we got a couple of things we can hit on in the news today. First, I saw that Ozzy Osbourne passed away.
Yeah, man.
That stinks.
That's a tough one. I mean, this is one of the godfathers of everything from hard rock to heavy metal, everything in between. You don't have the genre really without him. I mean, he was doing stuff back in the late 60s and 70s that sort of laid the groundwork for an entire genre of music, man. Just an absolute legend. And I don't say this flippantly or to be light about it. He was 76 years old. Like, that was a hard 76.
I was going to ask. So dog years to human years, they say, is about 7 to 1. So if a dog is 7, they say it's 49-year-old human. Ozzy Osbourne years are a little bit different. 76 for him feels like 142 for someone else.
Seriously.
Those were some hard years. Maybe not late, but certainly early on.
No, for sure. And there's his wife and folks put together this basically farewell one last time concert where he really couldn't even stand. And he closed with "Mama, I'm Coming Home" and then passed away a few days later. Just one of those things where you kind of shake your head and go, damn, that now sort of fits, huh?
So in the chat, 106.7 The Fan YouTube, Brushy Mountain Golfer says, "Can Grant name one Ozzy song? LOL." So this is a throwback to the "Does Grant Know the Band" game that we play. And I am actually an Ozzy mark for one song, War Pigs. I think it's because it was in a movie I saw many, many years ago. I know it was also in Guitar Hero, but the song War Pigs, "Generals Gather by the Masses," that's my jam.
I love that.
Now, if I need to give you another one, we're going to have issues. But I know Ozzy Osbourne very well as just a known celebrity.
The figure,
right? Wouldn't he bite bats' heads?
That's one of the things he did.
That was a thing?
The head right off.
I mean, a wild-ass dude.
Like the way you and I would do a crawdad, like that's been cooked.
The Osbournes had a TV show. Now, I didn't watch a whole lot of that show, but it was Sharon Osbourne, his wife. I believe the daughter was Kelly. and then the son was Jack.
That sounds right.
I think. If that's the case, those four were on the show that I remember. Like, I watched a little bit of that. So, I mean, I know of Ozzy Osbourne just as a celebrity more so than... I'm not Johnny Cakes Alvall. I'm just sitting in the seat he sits in
the
morning.
Sure, sure, yeah.
But if your point is, like, do I have a deep file on Under the Graveyard or Shot in the Dark or Planet Caravan or, you know, Patient Number 9? No, not so much.
What role did Robert Downey Jr. play famously in Marvel?
Iron Man?
Boom, that's the second Ozzy Osbourne song. Look at you, naming songs.
You mean Strasburg's like... Well, no, that's Seven Nation Army.
Yeah.
That's a different song, right?
Seven Nation Army is very different.
By the way, I always get those so confused. To me, the Iron Man song sounds exactly like Strasburg's walkout song.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
I do not.
Give me both of them, Darius. This is Iron Man.
Yeah.
I'm Iron Man, whatever that is.
Uh-huh.
Dun, 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 dun. Did he make this for the character?
No.
It's just
not unrelated. That I know of.
It was all over the movie.
It's back in 1970. I don't know how.
I'm not saying. Well, I mean, the comic book character was around way before that, I would imagine.
So I don't think he made it because he liked Marvel.
You think he was just saying Iron Man as an unrelated thing?
Yeah.
Because of Lou Gehrig or something?
I don't know. Horse?
All right. So now give me Steven Strasburg.
That's Seven Nation Army.
Seven Nation Army. Nothing?
No. I mean, again, they both have guitars and drums, but I don't know that you can just say they're the same.
I've just always kind of thought.
There's not much crossover here for me.
Like, if you would have said to me, did Steven Strasburg come out to the Iron Man song, yes or no, like 5 minutes ago?
Yeah. You would have said yes?
Yes.
That's tough.
Now, I would have said Iron Man by Seven Nation Army, because I remember having to look it up and kind of put it on my playlist that it was Strass walking out, getting ready to throw against the Astros in a World Series game. So you don't think there's any correlation at all?
There's no correlation. There's guitars, drums, and then kind of that modified Jack White voice.
Oh, so that's White Stripes.
Yeah. What did I say?
I thought it was Seven Nation Army.
That's the name of the song, is Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
What I thought that was the band. Doesn't matter.
Man.
Not important.
We are.
White Stripes.
Yeah.
I know all about Jack White.
Do you?
Not really. My cousin went to a Jack White concert locally a few years ago. I remember that. The other bit of news I wanted to pass along.
Yeah.
Dan Steinberg leaving the Washington Post. So over the last several years, if you are a young person who reads about sports in D.C., it is very possible that you don't know Dan very well. He was an editor at the Washington Post more recently. Dan Steinberg ran a blog called the DC Sports Blog, which I believe was named that way to make fun of the fact that everyone thought blogs were like this unedited place where people would just have a bunch of typos. It was one of the most brilliant and important innovations, journalistically, I don't know what word I should use, media-wise, of my lifetime. When I was a teenager, that was your one-stop shop for all things DC sports, and he did it in a really entertaining way, and in an educational, fun way, but it was off-the-beaten-path content. It was one of the early blogs that mattered.
Yeah, the short bursts of content, relevant, entertainment, everything in between. It was brilliant, man.
Steinberg is a super important DC sports figure, and tip of the cap to him on what was an iconic run at the Washington Post.
Agreed. Hear, hear. The sports media landscape is worse without Dan Steinberg in it. Awesome job.
We are worse as a fan base if we can't get a new stadium. So let's talk to someone who might have something to do about fixing that for all of us. The city council chairman, kind enough to join us again on Grant and Danny, is Phil Mendelson. He is on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Chairman Mendelson, thank you for the time. How are you?
I'm fine. I hope everybody's okay today.
So far,
yes,
so
sir,
good.
Yeah.
We are doing just good. Fine. Let's get to the bottom of where we're at with this stadium and get some insight from you. Let's just start with the involvement of the President of the United States. Did you see Donald Trump's comments coming, A, that he will get involved and stop the stadium deal, or B, that he wants the team name changed?
Did I see it ahead of time? No, absolutely not. I think it was a surprise to everyone. I have to say, I think it's a distraction. I have said that... What the council's interested in is working with the Commanders to see if we can get to a deal that's a bit better than what the mayor had submitted.
The way it was explained to us is that he does have the ability, if he chooses to kill the deal either via executive action, or the National Capital Planning Commission or the Commission of Fine Arts. Is that accurate that if he decides legitimately that he wants this deal to not happen, that he has the power to actually shut it down?
I think it's a stretch. Why do I think it's a stretch? First of all, under the Constitution, Congress is who has jurisdiction over the issues involving the district, not the president. Second of all, because the land has been transferred by Congress, so the president would have to go through Congress to undo that. Third of all, the National Capital Planning Commission, if it has a role, that would be sometime in the future, maybe next year, and it would be, I believe, just advisory site plan review. People have been talking about these levers, but what I think is really going on is it's just a distraction. It's a distraction for the team, a distraction for us, and maybe a distraction for the president as well.
So, Mr. Chairman, could you shed some light here on what is the timetable? Where are you guys at now? I remember there was you were looking for more information, totally understandable. What's been delivered and kind of where are you guys at? Walk us through that, if you would.
Well, as you know, this is like a $3.5 billion project, and it involves not just the stadium, but also a couple of large parcels which are supposed to have mixed-use development on them. The mayor had negotiated a July 15th deadline for the council to act, but then gave us 6 weeks to consider the legislation. She didn't send it to us until right after Memorial Day. So we've had this now for not even 2 months, and we are working. We've had a number of meetings with the commanders. I have to say the commanders have been really good partners at the negotiation table, and we're working as quickly as we can toward a resolution and then a vote.
D.C. City Council Chair Phil Mendelson is with us here on Grant and Danny. When you were on with us initially, it was maybe days or even a week or two after the initial press conference. And at that time, yes, you said, hey, it's only been days. And moments ago, you said it's only been 8 weeks. Like, what is the line of demarcation on enough time for you guys to do what you need to do? Like, in 3 months, is it, hey, it's only been 19 weeks? Like, how long does it take?
Well, let's see. When we had Audi Field proposal before us, so it was 7 months. And when we had the Nationals baseball stadium, if I remember correctly, that was over a year. I'm not saying that we need to take that much time. In fact, I have said repeatedly that we are working as quickly as possible to get to an agreement with the commanders. And I can't emphasize that enough, moving quickly. So the mayor had an announcement at the end of April, but then she took a month to send us the legislation. And when she sent us the legislation, we said, well, can you please give us the economic study that you did so we can understand the economics of this? And it took her another 2-3 weeks to get us that. That has not been the case with the commanders. Everything we've asked for from them, they've been very responsive and very prompt. The mayor forgot to ask for a tax abatement financial analysis. We asked for that. We're getting that, I believe, later this week. The council's, our budget office has done an economic impact statement, which we will get this week. And just last week, we got the report from our consultant, the Robert Bob Group. These reports are useful to our understanding and the public understanding what the effects are and the benefits of this project, of the stadium. And getting all these reports in less than 2 months, I don't think that's dragging our feet, not even close.
You mentioned Audi Field, 7 months, Nats Park, over a year. There obviously was not a risk that either of those venues were not going to end up in D.C., which changes the algorithm a little bit, if you're of the belief that Maryland is actually a factor, right? The exclusive negotiating window for D.C. went through 1 week ago. So if Wes Moore wants to, he could be talking to Josh Harris as you're on the phone with us right now. I mean, do you think that there's any reality that they end up anywhere else? And should that be something you guys consider to expedite the timeline from those other venues that were clearly always going to be in D.C.? There wasn't really much competition.
Well, I don't want to be glib, but I think no. My answer is no. I believe that Governor Moore said a week ago he wasn't interested or wasn't talking to the commanders. But the commanders would have to start all over again if they were to go somewhere else. And we're pretty far down the road with our discussions. They reached a a tentative agreement with the mayor, and then they've been in negotiations with my office, and we're very, very far down the road. So, no, I don't. But, you know, I think that's interesting but unnecessary speculation. Again, we're moving quickly to try to get to an agreement.
D.C. City Council Chairman Phil Mendelson, kind enough to join us here on Grant and Danny. And Mr. Chairman, how close are you to being, I don't have a better word for this, I apologize, but satisfied? I know you had some concerns that you'd expressed before you'd seen all the information. I know some of your colleagues had as well. How close are you and some of your compatriots to being, you know, satiated, satisfied that, hey, this is now the kind of deal that we want for the city?
Well, we have to work within what the mayor had negotiated, and she negotiated roughly an $856 million direct subsidy. But in addition, she had negotiated that there would be absolutely zero tax revenues coming to the city from this. And then she also negotiated the exclusive right for the team to develop these two parcels, and with no deadlines for things like the housing or producing the retail and so forth. So we're working within that framework. I think that if we can improve the financial terms, that we get some of the tax revenues from the site, I think that would be a good thing. And I think that if we can have some assurances that the promises of the mixed-use development will occur within timelines that have been suggested. If we can have assurances of that, I think that's a good thing. There already are environmental requirements that are required just by virtue of the location. So there are a lot of issues that have been brought up by folks. I think that which is most important is the financial aspects, as well as assurances of the other development being completed, and that would leave me satisfied.
Has the team given in on anything over the last 6.5 weeks that's changed the deal as we saw it in that dossier?
You mean, do you want me to share with you what we've been negotiating?
Yes.
I don't think that will happen.
Okay, well,
not today.
Let me ask you a different way then. You don't have to give me specifics, obviously, but I don't think it's unreasonable to say. Does the team believe that the deal that they put forth is the final deal, or are they negotiating and tweaking things to your liking? Are they playing ball in that regard?
I would say they're playing ball. I would definitely say that. And they are anxious that they get past the council and can proceed to the next step, although actually I'm a little surprised that the mayor has not actually begun there's a subsequent agreement that has to be drafted, and I don't think she's begun any of the work on that. But they want to get there as quickly as possible. I want to respect that, and I think that there's that creates a context for the discussions.
The reason I ask that is because each of the council members that we've had on along the way that currently aren't yeses, let's say, have said essentially that by the time the fall rolls around, they're very hopeful that a deal gets struck and they think they could be a yes. But when I hear that, I go, okay, well, it's got to be a different deal that's on the table right now. The assumption is that there's just going to be some agreement in the fall. Like, oh, we're not ready to vote now, but we'll vote in the fall. And my point is, well, what if the team just says this is the deal? Why would that change in the fall? It just seems like a vague way to say, well, we'll get something done in the fall.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I have been very careful to not talk about dates at all. So I'm not going to talk about the fall or any other date. I think I have said all along that I think that the deal can and should be made better for the district. What exactly that means, you know, that different people could interpret that differently, but I think the deal can be made better for the district, and I will just repeat, we're trying to do this as quickly as possible.
Mr. Chairman, is there a from you guys' side, a kind of point of no return? And I guess what I mean is, if there's something that, you know, the team or the mayor or whomever might be involved here is intractable on or won't change their mind on, or, you know, because you can sense there's like a sense of time and pressure externally, not from you guys, but from, I would say, the other side, with lack of a better way to quantify it. Is there a point of no return for you guys as well where you go, you know what, we probably can't go down this road anymore?
You mean in terms of having a stadium? I think a majority of the members want to get to yes.
What's
and,
TS?
I've thought
to
that
yes.
for a while.
Oh, to yes. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
And I've thought that for a while, and I think that's still true, that a majority of the members want to get to yes. So when I hear comments, which I have heard from some other folks, not on the council, about how the council wants to blow up this deal, that's just not correct.
Can you go back to the subsequent agreement that has to be drafted that you referenced that you're surprised the mayor has not drafted yet? What does that mean?
Oh, it's called the Development and Financing Agreement, DFA, and it has a lot of details in it, and that has to get negotiated. So with Monumental Sports, it probably took a couple months for the mayor's folks to negotiate that DFA. The council already had legislation that approved the financing. There was some news around this when I pulled the legislation out of the Budget Support Act, which is a very complex document that's associated with our budget, and made this a separate legislation. And that's what we're having the hearing on next week. That sets a framework in law that is more binding than the term sheet that the mayor had. And then within that framework of the law is the DFA, or Development Financing Agreement.
Chairman of the D.C. City Council, Phil Mendelson, kind enough to give us some time here on Grant and Danny to catch everybody up to speed on where we're at in the quest for a stadium in the nation's capital. The team has said that they want this stadium opened in 2030, whether it's in D.C. or not. And that means they have to break ground by next year. And they work back from that essentially to say that they need to know imminently. I mean, they said by the 15th, obviously it's now the 22nd, but that the fall doesn't really work. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I guess two things. One is that I think we're all supportive of their having the stadium open in 2030. That's 5 years from now. And I think that their timeline, because I've seen it, has room in it for our flexibility in it for getting things done. But there's another issue here, and that is that, you know, there's a lot of noise on the outside, the most recent being the president's tweets. And I think the team is anxious to get past that, and I don't blame them, to get past that so that they are in a more confident course.
Mr. Chairman, what do you think the biggest obstacle remaining is for you guys and the team and the mayor and everybody to come to an accord?
Well, I think that this pressure to vote quickly and to vote quickly and to maybe not do all the due diligence, that is an obstacle. On the other hand, I think that if we can improve the terms of the deal, that will help a lot.
When do you guys go on recess? I keep hearing August. When in August is that?
Oh, well, you should never ask a legislator a question like that, because you'll get a technical or arcane answer. We're technically on recess, and we have amended our rules so that we can proceed with the hearing, and we've always been able in our rules to be able to have a legislative meeting during recess if we want.
Okay, so the idea, what I keep reading is that in August, you guys basically take your break. And if you don't vote before that break, then you don't vote until after you come back. That's not correct?
It doesn't have to be that way. It never has been ironclad that it has to be that way. I think it's just the expectation that when July 15th happens, we all go on vacation and you can't reach us for 2 months. That's not true.
But is there a date in August where you guys go on some more formal break?
It's actually July 15th.
Oh, so it already started. That was the 15th.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, you're joining us from vacation now. Thank you very much.
Yes. Happy vacation.
No, because I have to talk to you guys.
Right. Well, this is relaxing and peaceful.
Yes, it is. I'm enjoying this. July 28th, we're voting on the budget. So that's because the mayor sent the budget 2 months late to us. And we're probably the last jurisdiction other than Congress to adopt a budget. So we're meeting next week. That's an example of meeting during recess.
So there's essentially there's no date you need to vote before. Otherwise, we have to wait a few months to get it back on the table. That was the case in the Virginia legislature at one point. That's how this has been covered in the media multiple places I've seen. You're saying you can vote any day you want to on this between now and the rest of time, basically.
Technically, that's correct.
What about not technically?
I don't know of another time when we have had a meeting during recess, but I don't know of another year where we've had a meeting during recess. But as I said, we're having a meeting next week to adopt the budget.
All right. This is very complicated. I want you to know that. As a guy who's not in D.C.
Yeah, you can
politics,
tell we don't do this.
You thoroughly confused me with your last few answers. So when is recess over? Like, if I'm a kid shooting a basketball hoop and eventually I've got to go back in the classroom to sit down in Mrs. Schuler's room, when is that recess end?
Our recess is in September 15th. July 15th is September 15th every year.
Okay. Do you anticipate having a vote before September 15th?
Oh, I'm not going to speculate on that.
Okay.
I've been asked that many times. You're not the first to ask. I'm just not going to speculate on that.
How far from a vote would you say that you are?
Nice try.
Thank you.
yes. The important thing is the commanders and I have been working well, constructively, diligently. We're trying to get to an agreement that can lead to a vote as quickly as possible. And I'm not going to speculate when that would be.
The president wants the team to change its name. I know you're saying
yes.
This is a distraction, and I totally get that. In a hypothetical, would them being named the Redskins in any way change anything for the city council's willingness to build them a stadium?
I haven't talked to other members, but my guess is no. It wouldn't change it for me, but I don't even know why we're talking about that, other than that the president did those tweets.
Well, that's kind of why.
I would say that's the reason.
That would be the reason. So, but you understand my question. You'll have to educate me a little bit, because I didn't have to follow this like it was a 400-level class before, not being on the radio back then. But there was a time where the belief was the team could never have a stadium in D.C. again as the Redskins, that the name would need to change. And my point is, if the name is forced to change back, are we still at a point where the powers that be would say, we're not going to support a team named the Redskins? It sounds like you're saying
that. I think... What's missing from what you just said is that the ownership was also very unpopular.
So it was never the name that was preventative of getting back to D.C. It was Dan Snyder.
I would say it was probably the two together.
But if one's gone,
folks are excited about the team, and they had a great season last year. That's changed a lot of attitudes.
Certainly has.
At this point, yeah.
Bob Studdy's out. I saw some of that dropped. What were the big concerns, if any, that they had on what they read through? And was that how does that work? Is that an independent study? Obviously, you guys hire them. I'm sure if the team hired someone to do a study, it would be a little more, you know, team-friendly than someone you guys hire. But how does that work exactly?
Well, it was helpful for us to get the analysis. There was a lot of focus in the analysis of what they call risk. And by that, for instance, the stadium is supposed to be done by 2030. What's the risk that it won't be? I think that risk is actually minimal, but there are other things like there's supposed to be housing built up to 6,000 units. What's the risk that won't get built for a long time? Somebody was telling me yesterday about a stadium in another city, I can't remember which one, where there was a lot of ancillary development promised and decades later, it hadn't been built. So the Robert Bob analysis looked at risk, where there was risk, and made some suggestions in terms of how to how we could approach that. And I referred to that earlier in saying that one of the ways that we need to make the deal better is to get clear on what dates by when they expect different aspects of the development to be completed, and then how do we hold them to that.
Mr. Chairman, we've kept you too long. Really appreciate the time and insight. Appreciate how forthcoming you are as well. Thank you.
Sure. No, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Good insight from Phil Mendelson, who is the chair of the D.C. City Council, joining us on Grant and Danny. If you got any reactions to that interview or any takeaways as far as how you're feeling about the progress, lack thereof, of the stadium in D.C., we want to hear from you next at 800-636-1067. We'll also get back into the football news of the day. Will Terry McLaurin be showing up at camp? You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We have tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul at 4 o'clock ahead of the Blitz right here on Grant and Danny. I just heard from the chairman, Phil Mendelson, would not comment on the timing of a vote. We had to wade through some deep waters, but eventually kind of got to the bottom of that. September 15th is when there's some type of shift where after that it would be hard to get a vote done, and whether or not they would vote before or after that, he wouldn't necessarily comment on. Suggested that the past D.C. opposition to the team moving back while named Redskins. Remember, that was the big story. I don't know if it was the mayor at the time or maybe it was one of the council members.
Yeah, who it was exactly? Yeah.
Was it Norton? One of them was like very adamant about if the name is Redskins, they're not going to be getting anything from us. And he suggested that had more to do with Dan Snyder than the name, even saying that he would welcome the team back named Redskins now. I thought that was actually notable for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Again, nobody's saying that's happening, but just given the climate, given a couple of pretty prominent social media posts that we saw yesterday,
We're also just trying to figure out like how much of the opposition overall to the name was a hatred for Dan Snyder and a disdain for the owner. And he's acknowledging that maybe that was the guys for which they were not going to do any business with Dan, who's now gone, and they like the team more now, and they're happy to do business with the team in a way that they didn't used to. Let's mow through some calls here. Rapid fire. Be succinct if you can. We'll start with Vic in Akakik. Vic, the question is, how do you feel after that conversation?
I feel like they want to get a deal done. They're being cautious, and they're being politically mindful of what the next steps will be. A good portion of the council was around, and they're old enough to remember when the Commanders were good, and that excitement about bringing the team back, as we are excited about what they're doing right now, is important. And I'll leave with this. After Terry's interview last week, a deal is being banged out as we speak because they touched the nerve with AP and they touched the nerve with Dan, and you can hear their caution and their fidelity in how they were speaking about him today.
Yeah, I just wish there was more of a certainty with which Peters addressed it, as if this, to tell everyone, calm down, I got this. You know, that was not the tone, really. It was not a, this thing's imminent, we're going to figure this out, this is much ado about nothing. It was just more of a, hey, we've had some conversations, we're going to have some more, we'll do everything we can. Very different, in my opinion. Mm. But I still think a deal's getting done. Don't get me wrong. Chris in Arlington, you just heard from the chairman of the city council. What'd you think?
Hey, don't sleep on Grant and Danny's journalistic integrity. That was a great interview. Got a lot of information out of that. I like Mendelson a little bit more today than I did the last time I was listening to him. I feel like he was, you know, it did take you a while to get through the marsh, so to speak, but he did give some good information, and he also kind of hinted that he was hopeful that the deal would get done. So, I feel better today than I did before.
Thanks, Chris. It's Danny Cronkite over there.
That's right. That's how you know me properly.
I'm Grant Murrow over here. John in Dallas on the Odyssey app. You can listen wherever you are for free. What's up, John? How are you?
I'm good, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Very well.
So I'll try to be brief, but I'm a long time Redskins / Commanders fan who lives behind enemy lines down here in Dallas. And the Cowgirls play outside of Dallas for the exact reason that this city council is doing what they're doing right now, dragging their feet. If you know it, or if you know something or somebody who lives in the area, the Dallas Cowboys never really played inside of Dallas, because the crappy city council could never get things together. So they were in Irving for a long time. Now they're in Arlington with a practice field in Frisco. They need to figure this out, because the city is who loses out on this. And to be honest with you, nobody plays inside of Dallas but the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, we didn't get into it. It's an awesome call. Thank you. One of the things I wanted to ask him, I just felt like it would be too leading and almost like a agree with me kind of question, which I don't love asking. But, hey, man, we couldn't have a World Cup game in D.C. as the host city in the United States of America. Taylor Swift wasn't willing to play at Northwest Stadium because it's not good. Shouldn't we be able to host that stuff in the United States of America's capital? Shouldn't Washington, D.C. never miss out on anything because we don't have a good enough stadium? Because I would imagine his answer is yes. And if his answer is yes, then let's figure this thing out, brother. We've got to be able to host whatever the hell we want. This is not market number 96. Like, we can't miss out on a concert or a game or an event because we don't have anywhere to host it. And currently, right now, Danny, that is the case.
That's the deal.
We do not have a good enough stadium bigger than arenas to host something. That is unacceptable in this city. Tyler in Richmond, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
It doesn't matter where the stadium is. We were on the doorstep of the Super Bowl last year. Nor does it matter what the team name is. It's about the product on the field. So let's go play football.
Matters so much, couldn't disagree more.
It's almost time, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate the call. Couldn't disagree with you more. Some of us out here with two hands spinning multiple plates. I care about what the team's going to be called for the rest of my life. I care about where they play, where I'm going to take my kids, or never. I'll either go to games with my kids or never again. So that does matter. And this will be nuts for you. So does the football season coming up. It all matters.
Yeah. They were in the NFC Championship game last year, and it didn't feel like, for a lot of people, it would have if they were in the NFC Championship game named the Washington Redskins. It's a reality. The tent is smaller. Now, we're not going to sit here and do name change radio every single day because, frankly, neither of us could cope or deal with that. But the idea that the name or the stadium's irrelevant because now training camp starts tomorrow, respectfully to Bobby Wagner and, Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, these are big deals to a lot of people. But appreciate the phone call. Our double plays next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. This is not quite Ryan Fantana Panda Watch, but we're trying to figure out if Terry McLaurin will show up in Ashburn today. It's Terry Watch. Very different. Will he be at the facility? Could they be working hard to hammer out a deal as we speak? I mean, it's been the case all along, Danny. What have we always said? The line in the sand was the start of training camp. That is tomorrow. So today feels like a very, very big day. If you don't get something done today or tomorrow morning, and now he's holding out or holding in, then it could go for a while. That is, to me, the line of demarcation. What is the topic we've done 50 different ways? Will he get a deal signed by, we always say,
right,
training camp?
This
training
is the first
camp,
mail. Yeah.
They report today. Today is the day. So when we say deal, you know, the 12th hour is when the deal gets hammered out. The final minutes is when you start actually talking. That is today and tonight. Either something's going to happen before the start of practice tomorrow, or we could be in a holding pattern for an extended period of time.
Right. So this isn't like any kind of drop-dead date. This is the first major sort of milestone to figure out the state of the union, is what I would say, right? Like, if he's not there tomorrow, but he's there Friday, fine, you know, or Saturday or early next week, or doesn't happen until the first preseason game, whatever. Nothing is lost just yet. But this is that first fork in the road, I would say, right? You have all offseason to do your posturing, to do that, you pull your different levers of urgency or public pressure if you're on the agent slash player side. The team can do what they're going to do. They can wait till the 11th hour where the threat of fines is coming when you don't start showing up, et cetera. They've got their leverage. Everyone's got their, you know, they're ready for battle as they're meeting there at the middle of the field. And this is the first time we see how far dug in everyone is, or otherwise, or not. If it's harmony, if it's happening in a matter of minutes, we don't know.
Let's go to a double play while we've got the time. Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers, now is the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. Danny Hutier, what's going on in your life?
I'll do this very briefly, my friend. I don't have much time generally anymore, just for anything, getting ready for the show, doing life stuff, trying to exercise, Operation Less Fat, always ongoing. And I'm a gamer, as you know. And I don't have as much time as I used to be able to grind through games. Well, my family's basically been out of town for a couple of days, so I have had more time than normal to play some video games. I'm very proud to say, I 100%ed God of War Ragnarok. Had not had a chance to really go through a full playthrough in the years past, just so I had to kind of pick it up, put it down, play in other games, etc. But I got all trophies. I have photo documentation of it if you want to see it. I know you've already done it, but I got myself 100%, which is all possible trophies in God of War Ragnarok. I know it came out a while ago, so people might joan, but that's what I did there. You can see right up at the top. It's 100%.
I can't believe it took you so long. Don't know what that means.
It's
happy
100%.
For you.
100%.
Really, really excited that it all worked out. It is time for my double play. I just 100%ed Thor Ragnarok. You guys will not believe this.
It's not a game.
It's not?
No.
I thought that's what the game.
No, it's God of War Ragnarok. Thor's a bad guy in this one. You don't know anything.
Is it God of War Ragnarok?
Yes, this is God of War Ragnarok. Thor Ragnarok is a movie.
Right, which was really good.
It was good.
Is it the same Ragnarok?
No.
Are you serious? It can't be a word. That's too weird a word for it not to be related to Thor Ragnarok.
Well, it's related in the sense that it comes from Norse mythology, and it's like basically the end times for the heavens. Like, that's what Ragnarok refers to, the destruction of Asgard. And this game deals with that, but from the other perspective, not from the Asgardians. Odin the Allfather, got news for you, guy. He's the bad guy.
No.
In God of War. Oh, yeah.
Not Odin the
Allfather. Oh, yeah. He's the bad guy in God of War Ragnarok, bro.
Busy back nine of the show today. We're on Terry McLaurin watch. Trey Hendrickson didn't show up. His holdout's begun for the Cincinnati Bengals. We've got some sizzling and fizzling to get to, and you will hear the Peters Quinn press conference all coming up on Grant and Danny. 4 o'clock hour is going to kick off with a chance to win tickets. We got some good ones. Wiz Khalifa, Sean Paul at Jiffy Lube Live. You got to be here. Ahead of the Blitz, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.